Hello, and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. Yemeni troops have opened fire on revolutionaries and their supporters marching towards the prime minister's office in the capital, Sana'a. Security forces have also opened fire at ambulances carrying the injured. At least 7 people were killed and over 100 more injured in the crackdown. Anti-government activists say that the violence erupted as protesters attempted to set up a camp near the prime minister's office after Houthi leader Abdelmalek al-Houthi called for protests to be stepped up. Security officials say the protesters were trying to storm the cabinet building. Houthi protesters have blocked Sana'a's main thoroughfares, including the road to the airport. Over the past several weeks, they have held sit-ins at various ministries in an attempt to oust the government. They're demanding greater representation in state institutions. Of course, Mani Yusuf Mari joins us from Yemen's capital, Sana'a, to tell us more about what has occurred. Well, Yusuf, according to our reports, it says that the protesters had attempted to set up a camp near the prime minister's office. Is that what set off the ensuing violence?
Well, let's not forget, the Houthis have, for the past week and a half, ever since they announced the escalation of revolutionary activities, ever since they declared the third phase of the revolution, they've been setting up sit-ins on a daily basis in front of government buildings. However, they never in any way, shape, or form ever attempt to transgress against the security forces or, to that extent, attempt to storm government building. This is the head ministry building, which is close to the Liberation Square of the Houthis, where their anti-government activities are launched on a daily basis. Today, the protests launched at 9 o'clock in the morning and made their way as they do in just as they do in other demonstrations. They made their way to the cabinet building, and that's where the altercation basically took place. The Houthis, as I mentioned, they have been. This is the same area where they have been waging their sit-in throughout the past week and a half. And today, as we have seen, security forces, they got orders from a hierarchy to start opening fire, which led to the deaths of the 7 people and the injury of over 100. There's also reports in the past 2 hours that the security forces once again opened fire on Houthi protesters in the Yemeni capital. And the sources who I spoke with, they told me that the clashes in that part of the region, in that part of the capital, Sana'a, in the city of Hizyaz, is still unfolding as we speak. So it seems that the Houthis, who have staged sit-ins in various areas of the capital, Sana'a, it seems that now the government forces, the government security forces, are beginning to crack down on them in an attempt to quell their popular uprising.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Yusuf Mari, talking to us there from Sana'a.